Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am your host for 1 hour. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am thrilled to be back again with you this week to help you let go of fear and shift your life into high gear. This week we are going to have a fabulous show. We're going to talk about the holy grail of life success. I think something that we all strive for and we all struggle with. And that's what I call life balance. It's a perfect topic for today's show because I know for myself, I can say that in the last couple of weeks, I have had so much wonderful stuff happen to me in terms of my client work and writing opportunities and the radio show that I personally am feeling a little bit of overwhelm. And so I am excited that I'm going to have an expert with us in a couple of minutes who's going to talk us through how to find that holy grail of alignment, grounding, and bringing ourselves back into alignment and life balance when we get kind of crazed, which is pretty common these days. I was talking to two of my clients earlier today about this topic and asking them, what does life balance mean for them? And I have to say, both of them kind of looked at me like deer in the headlights and shared with me their stories, just tidbits, and I became very quickly aware of how rampant this issue, this challenge is for people. I mean, one of my clients is a doctor, a physician in a very busy hospital, and she was describing to me her day-to-day life, and after she finished describing her job, her three different practice areas, her research, her recruiting, her mentoring, needless to say, I didn't even have a chance to breathe, and I was wondering where she finds time to have a personal life. And she just casually said to me, well, you know, I squeeze it in here and I squeeze it in there, but I'm always struggling with finding my way. And, you know, I was thinking about that as I went into another client meeting. And anyone out there who's been struggling through the recession will appreciate this little story. My client has decided to leave her job because she was feeling overwhelmed and trying to make a life change, a career change. And she shared with me that when she resigned from her position, she had a conversation with her former boss. And her boss announced to her that they had replaced her with two people. So I don't know if any of you have ever been in that situation, but she kind of, you know, did a double take and said to herself and to her former boss, well, you know, I always thought that I was doing the work of two people, but now that you're actually replacing me with two people, I guess it's literally true. Unfortunately, it was too late for her to do anything about it within that position. But suffice to say, you know, just those two examples were from earlier in my day today of people that are, you know, really working extra hard, taking on a great deal, and needless to say, doing their best to balance it, but I think safe to say also feeling very, very challenged. So I wanted to take up this topic with an expert and get some tips and some principles and some ideas for how we can, in the midst of overwhelm, in the midst of kind of our crazed lives, find our way back to a home base. So I looked around for an expert, someone who specializes in this area, and I was very fortunate to have a recommendation to me for a wonderful, wonderful woman. Her name is Sally Felton, and Sally is a certified coach, and she's also a radio talk show host. She has a couple of radio shows that she does on a regular basis. And she likes to say that she is living proof that people can go through major life change and not only survive, but thrive. And I am definitely in that court. After years of frustration and searching for her purpose, she decided to leave her Yankee upbringing, as she puts it, leave her background in competitive sports, which I'm sure she'll tell us about, and pursue her true passions, as a broadcaster, as a transition specialist, and as a certified coach. She's also a writer, and I have the benefit of having this wonderful book that she participated in my hand here, called Stepping Stones to Success: Experts Share Strategies for Mastering Business, Life, and Relationships. And Sally has written a wonderful chapter in this book called Clutter from the Inside Out, which also tackles some of the key components, I think, in looking at our lives and how they sometimes get painfully out of control and what we can do to declutter, as she says, from the inside out. So without further ado, let's dive in. I want to welcome Sally to the show. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Thank you so much. Very, very kind words you said. It's interesting listening to you just before we got on. You said to me that this topic will be oh so apropos of things that were going on in your life and the craziness we all have been working through. I just finished a book a week ago, and I had a deadline to do this in 4 months. And it is about life balance. It's about the clutter in everybody's lives, the mental, the physical, and the emotional clutter. And it segues into the topic of life balance that we'll talk about today. But it's interesting, even listening to one of your clients, the doctor, when you asked her, where does she find time for herself? And her response, oh, I just squeeze it in here and there. How we put ourselves last. We always do. We always do. No, and we can't be our best.
I think it's interesting that you raise that, and I can't wait to dig into this in more detail, because clearly this is a challenge that those of us that, you know, the irony is that there are many people out there, many listeners, I think, who really enjoy what they do. I mean, that to me was the great irony of this conversation that I had with the doctor, is that she's passionate about her work and yet struggles with how to find time for personal things outside of the work world and feeling guilty. You know, you talk about putting yourself last. I think a lot of the time in today's world, in particular with the recession and the pressure to do extra work and to make sure that you have job security and all of those kinds of considerations, the last thing you think about is taking care of yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Which, in actuality, is exactly where we need to start. Even if you're thriving, what is one or two things each day that you could do? And for me, a lot of people will say, well, there is no way I could find time for myself. But I'm going to show you how we can do that. And what I'd like to start out with is, when we think of life balance, I always use the metaphor of the tree. Mm. And let's call it the tree of life. If you are that trunk of the tree and your roots are going very, very deep down into the earth, you get the nourishment from the air, from the water, and this tree grows as you grow and as you thrive. Let's take, for example, if we're looking at this tree on a piece of paper, we want this tree to be symmetrical. And I cut the tree in half, and I look at the left-hand side of the tree as your life, your personal balance. And then I look at your work, your job, your profession on your right side. If you were to picture this tree in your mind, the tree has branches. They branch off to the left, they branch off to the right, they rise straight above into the sky, so to speak. If you were to take and identify the branches on the left with categories that deal with your personal life. And I'll give you some examples. One is your home, your home environment, your health, your play, your fun, your intimacy, and I'm not meaning sex here, your spirituality. Those would be the things on the left side of the tree. Are you with me with this one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
Then on the right side of the tree, let's look at your job, your profession. So one of the branches is your profession, your salary, your learning, your growth, your office environment, your colleagues, your travel, your social network.
So all the different components, basically.
All the different
life.
Components. Of your work and of your personal life. Let's take one from your life. Which one at the moment is something that you would like to pare back and improve on?
You mean in terms of paring back from one of the branches?
Yep.
On the tree,
if you were to take the branches, and I'll ask your listeners to do the same, you take each one of these branches. In order for them to not be toppled over by the wind or tornado or whatnot, they need to be pruned.
Yeah.
They need to be cut back. They need to be adjusted. They need to be taken care of.
No, I mean, I'm totally with you. I think that as I'm thinking about this metaphor of a tree, I can't help but think of two things. Number one, that the branches are never all the same length. They're always changing.
Exactly.
They're always
yeah.
sprouting. And then
yep.
secondly, the tree, as the wind comes, knocks it off balance, and how deep the roots go will certainly impact how well that tree can hold up in the wind.
That's right.
So clearly, you know, it's a wonderful metaphor for this whole idea of balance. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to think about your question. I hope you listeners out there will think about this question of what part of your tree of life is overextended or may need to get cut back. We're going to take a quick break. I just want to remind you that you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and if you want to touch base with us or send us a note, you can do so by calling 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. You can also go online at www.transformationtalkradio.com. And if you go to the home page and you scroll about halfway down, you'll see where there's a place for an instant feedback. And we would love to get your thoughts, your comments, and your questions. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. We are tackling life balance today with executive coach Sally Felton, and we will be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and we are tackling life balance today with life coach and writer and transition specialist Sally Felton. And just before the break, Sally was giving us this wonderful metaphor that I think it's so powerful. When we get a picture, a visual in our head, in our minds that we can connect to in terms of how to lay out the way you envision your whole life. I mean, I kind of wish I had had this tree with me today, Sally, when I was talking to my client, who's the doctor. And just before the break, you started sharing with us, you shared with us kind of a key question, right? So that if you have your life kind of laid out before you as a tree and you're looking at the branches of the different components, the different aspects of your life, personal, relational, professional, and you were saying or asking, what do we need to potentially pare back? Is that correct?
Right. What I do with a lot of my clients, Jeffrey, is I ask them to put a value on each one of the branches. For example, if they want to either grow that particular branch or bring it down, prune it back, where are they now from a 0 or 1 to a 10? For example, let's have you identify a particular branch relevant for you.
In the personal domain or the professional domain?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, what comes up for me in the professional domain is that I feel very fortunate in that I have different branches professionally, corporate clients, private clients.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing the radio. I'd say that the branch that's being neglected lately is my writing, my creative side.
Okay.
So that I've made time for my family and for my friends and I have a good spiritual practice. But sometimes the creative, for me, my creative side is my writing. And writing takes up a lot of time.
Sure does.
And so I always have the challenge, and I think a lot of my creative clients and artistic clients have this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can so easily dismiss that, like, oh, you know, I'm going to write that article, or I'm going to work on that book proposal, but I'll get to it on the weekend, or you know what, maybe I'll plan on taking a week off 3 months from now. And you know where I'm going with this, because ultimately those things just get put aside. So,
mm-hmm. so let me ask, if you were to put a value on that, to rate that particular branch, your writing, where is it now from 1 to 10?
In terms of how I am realistically valuing it, or how I would idealistically value it?
Well, realistically, right now, where does it sit?
Yeah, it's pretty low. It's probably a 2.
Okay, a 2.
I'd like it to be a 7.
Okay, but we don't have a month to work on writing. We don't have a week's time right now. So let's take it from a 2 to a 2.25. Notice that I said from a 2 to a 2.25. I didn't say a 2 to a 3. I didn't say a 2 to a 4.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting with baby steps.
Right.
Baby steps. We can't put in the time that we want, but we can put in a little. So what would you need to do to bring it from a 2 to a 2.25?
Well, it's a really great question, and then what comes up immediately is something that I know you pointed out in your chapter, and I wrote a little bit about this in my book. I would have to let go of something else,
mm-hmm.
even if it's, you know, and in on a small way, I'd probably have to say no to a couple of potential clients. And, you know, I think about the doctor that I talked to today. I know how difficult that is to do when you love to help people. So it would definitely have to do with having to create some space by letting something else go.
Okay, that's one possibility. Another possibility, if I can throw it out here, to begin to brainstorm topics that you might want to write about.
Okay.
So you could use that to begin to think, what are the topics that I might want to write about? What are those topics consist of? How much time would I need to write cohesively a piece on that topic? So instead of releasing the client, look to another way of doing the same thing, but in a smaller parameter.
Mm.
So you begin by brainstorming. But it's absolutely true that if you are to take on something else, something needs to go. And it is so hard for people to say no, because no one wants to disappoint anybody.
Yeah, I think what you're pointing at now is something that I know you wrote about in this chapter. It's to do with kind of emotional, what you called an emotional clutter, but those things that emotionally keep us from creating the space that we need to find balance in our lives.
Exactly.
What do you suggest to people when they come up against that stuck place of not being able to make that decision?
I immediately ask them, by saying no, what does that give you? Or by not saying no, what does that still give you? Because if you cannot say no to something, you are still being served by something else. It gives you something to be in a crazy sense or emotional part of yourself. You need that for some reason. Why is it that you want to run around with your head cut off? Does it make you feel as if you are more worthy? Do you get your ego stroked by always doing everything? Do you feel less of a person if you were to let it go? Do you feel if you let something go, you're disappointing someone? Do you feel if you let something go that you'll never be asked for something else to happen? A lot of people have a hard time letting go. They feel as if they've failed, if they can't do everything. And we're not superhuman. We can't be.
Right. No, I mean, I think, you know, I listen to these questions you're asking, and I really think that you're getting at the core of at the emotional level of what many of us struggle with around balance, which is that being out of balance actually serves us to a certain extent, and we really don't want to look at that. I mean, at the end of the day, it's actually a choice. And, you know, whether it's an adrenaline rush or that sense of feeling important, of feeling valued, I think you're really poking into sort of the essence of this issue of feeling overwhelmed or feeling out of balance. And I really appreciate that, because I think that sometimes we get it's very easy to just get into a conversation about time management. And, you know, say that you have to do a better job with your to-do lists, or say that you have to chunk up your day, all of which is valid. But what you're poking into now, I think, gets at the deeper level of what actually keeps people sort of on that treadmill, which is there's something, they're getting some psychic benefit from it that they don't want to give up.
Well, for some people, they don't want to give it up because they love the control.
Ah, yes.
They want to be in control, and to give it up means somebody else will have to pick up the slack. And they may not do it as well as the other person, and therefore don't want to give that up. Perfectionism raises its head many, many times.
Yeah. No, I love what you're saying. I mean, you're really kind of getting at the core of it in terms of the way I think many of us are programmed in this sort of overachievement culture that we have,
mm-hmm.
to think like less of someone or even less of ourselves if we decide to let something go or to make space or to even find time to do nothing. So,
right.
You know, I really think you're really touching on the core of it. And obviously you've worked through this for yourself because you've come up with this wonderful metaphor and you're writing about this. So when we come back from the break, I would love it if you might share a little bit of your story of how you worked through some of the challenges of this.
Sure will.
And found some balance in your own life, which obviously you've come to have. So I'm very, very excited to have you with us, Sally. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am so excited to have a life balance expert with me today. Sally Felton is a specialist in helping people find this nirvana, this grounding, this place that we all seek called life balance. And just before the break, Sally, you were digging into what I consider to be some of the essential issues around life balance, you know, diving below sort of the intellectual constructs that we have around time management and managing our schedules and getting to some of the emotional issues that I think drive us all at times to try to overdo it, to have a really, really hard time with taking time for ourselves. So before we go any further, I'd love to have you just take a couple of minutes and share with us a little bit of your journey in terms of how you found your way to this sort of a core set of principles and maintaining this kind of balance for yourself.
Well, when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, besides playing an awful lot of tennis, I had founded a company called The Rocking Horse, and it was a small cottage industry company, and I designed outerwear for children, vests and jackets. I loved doing that. I was an art history major, and eventually...
Wait a minute, I have to stop you. How did art history turn into children's wear design? I'm curious.
Because I did all the applique designs for the clothing.
Oh.
And what I did was I shipped them out to various people in New England, and they were the ones that sewed them together.
Oh, okay.
So I had a whole bunch of seamstresses as well as sales reps throughout New England who went around marketing the vests, and we were lucky enough to be in the New York show, and also catalogs. So,
wow.
Number two baby came along. I was 33. And I remember nursing Sarah at the drawing table at 2 in the morning. And I thought, well, okay, I can do two things at once. And all of a sudden, my husband came down, and he looked at me and he said, Sally, are you really happy doing what you're doing, doing this business and taking care of the kids all at the same time? And I don't know about other women trying to get up four times a night nursing as well as trying to conduct business, but sometimes the two don't meet very well.
No, I would imagine that it's not an easy balance, needless to say.
It's not an easy balance. And I looked at him, and I knew he was going to tell me more, and he said, I would never say you couldn't do this. But what I can say is, would you consider thinking about putting this on hold and possibly bringing it back later on when you didn't feel as pulled in so many directions?
Right.
And I thought, wow, what a concept. What a concept. I have a choice. I have a choice to really be with my kids, and I was lucky enough to be able to do that. But I slowly wound down instead of ramping up, because my priority, I made the choice that my kids were my priority, and I was going to stay home with them as much as possible and raise them. So I had to say no to something.
Yeah, so you learned how to
do
that.
And I felt tremendous loss having built this. But then again, I thought also, I can get to reinvent this either in the same way or entirely differently. And that made me curious. How would I bring this back? How would I give birth to another company?
Mm.
So that was pretty exciting. I changed it from a negative to a positive.
And what would you say to somebody in a woman in a similar situation that didn't have the financial backing to do that, though? Because, I mean, I think that's not uncommon these days.
No,
where women...
it's not uncommon. What I would say to them is, where are your resources for support?
Mm.
And again, this is being able to ask for help.
Yeah.
Here we are multitasking everything. You know, as we said on our during the break, our emails come to us 24/7. Our phones are attached to our hip. We are constantly being bombarded with information and expected to answer in a very short amount of time. It's no more, let me think about this, I'll call you back tomorrow. If you haven't answered in the next 20 minutes, you know, all heck breaks loose.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
It's a 24-hour world that we live in now. And a lot of people, I think, safe to say, professionally feel they have to be available. You know, they have to take their laptops with them on vacation. They have to do the child rearing while they're checking their email.
Yep.
And it's not an easy thing to navigate.
It's not, and I think we need to start putting boundaries around it. And I'll tell you why. I worked with a client who had young children, and the children were saying, "We don't feel Dad is ever present. He's never really here. You can be here, but your mind is somewhere else." And the kids are intuitive. They pick it up. They really know. And they wanted their dad to be emotionally and physically present with them. So we asked what sort of strategies could take place. And the kids asked if dad would put the cell phone in the drawer by the front hall when he came home until the kids went to bed. Well, the poor guy was so anxious.
I was going to say, I think it sounds easier. It's easier said than done.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and he just kept saying, I can't do this. I mean, my job, I need to do this. I need to do this. Well, you know what? We used to be able to do this, and it worked. And we need to tell our kids that they are important and they deserve our time. If you are showing them how a superhuman multitask, don't expect them to give you much time later on, because you are modeling this behavior.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And so were you successful at getting him to put his phone in the drawer?
Yes. Yes. And what this father did was he told his colleagues that I am making my kids a priority when I come home. And I am not going to take your calls, but I will after I put them to bed. So he made a compromise.
So we made a compromise. We still went back to work in the evening, right?
Yep. But he limited that amount of time. What he did do was he made himself emotionally and physically present for his children. That's huge. The kids now feel valued, and they have their dad. Dad's full attention.
Yeah. No, that's really great. I mean, I think that that's a wonderful example of where, you have to get people to step back, and we all need to step back and ask ourselves, what do we really value?
Yeah.
And make choices and create boundaries according to those parameters. I think that's what you're really trying to get at.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I mean, I really appreciate that. I think we're going to take one last break. And when we come back, I'd love for you to lay out for us some of your top tips, some principles that people can take away today that may be in that situation. So,
sure can.
Yeah, you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's life shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking to Sally Felton, who is an expert in life balance. And as Sally was sharing with us before the break, she has found the way to her own holy grail by kind of living it herself and creating those boundaries to create a balanced life for herself, and she is doing that with her clients. And I want to make sure that we spend the last few minutes together, Sally, getting some of your quick tips and maybe some key takeaways that people can use. I mean, if they're really facing some of the things we've talked about today, like, you know, not being able to say no, watching TV, checking your email, answering the phone, doing two jobs when doing one job that's really a job for two people, all of those kinds of things. What do you offer to folks as sort of key principles that they might focus in on?
First thing is, what is it that is driving you crazy? What is it in your life that you would like to work on? When you think about that, ask yourself, what is the priority here? What's the priority? Right. Is it that I want to increase my salary? Is it I want to spend more time with my family? What is it? When you have decided what that is, ask yourself, what do you need to do to accomplish that? When you do this, write down very small tasks. Very small tasks in order to accomplish this. Now you will notice that your tasks are action oriented. So something might have to go. Then you think, what is it in my life that I could cut back on? One thing, maybe two things. What is it that I could ask help with? To whom could I delegate parts of my everyday work? Do I really need to do all of this? Who could take some things off my plate? So you want to find out what your priorities are. Mm-hmm. You want to be able to have a support team. You want to be able to actually begin to say no to certain things. Take yourself. Make yourself important. What is it that you would like to do for yourself? I had one person who said, I'd like to read a book. But she said, I can't read a book because I never have that time. So I asked her, why is it you have to read an entire book in a day or a weekend? Why can't we take small steps to read the book? And if you could allow yourself 10 minutes in the morning, could you read a couple chapters? Could you read one chapter? How would that make you feel to know that you have accomplished something that you've always wanted to do, maybe not finished it in its entirety, but that's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about taking small steps.
Yeah, I think what you're really pointing to is putting the priority list together and making sure you're on the list.
You've got to be on the list.
you have to be. You've
got to
be on
choice.
The tree, right? The tree of life has to be have a branch called me.
Yeah, that trunk is you.
Right.
That is you. You are that tree. So you have got to be strong, and if you are not strong, you can't be present for other people.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really appreciate what you're saying, because basically it's about grounding into what really matters.
Yeah.
And as you said, putting together a list, doing some writing. I think when you said write it down, I think that's really important. I always ask my clients to practice journaling or writing that they're in dialogue with themselves. I think that's a really important aspect of it, to get clear on what those priorities are.
I agree.
So, yeah, I really appreciate this. I think that this is something that we're all challenged with. I'm not sure that we're going to solve it today, but I think that what you're getting at is some of the key principles of stepping back and putting yourself on the list of priorities, getting clear about where you're headed, and then, as you said, finding time, putting a priority in your life for small steps.
Mm-hmm.
Or incrementally moving in the direction of what you really want and bracketing, as you said before, right?
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think that's
because you will make progress. We don't need to take leaps and bounds. We can take very small steps. And I've always said, it's not our life that determines how we live. It's how we live that determines our life.
Yeah, beautifully said. Beautifully said. It's funny. I look back on the process of writing a book that I went through over the last few years, and I know you're a writer and you've been through this process. And I think sometimes, you know, it shouldn't have taken me almost 5 years to get that whole thing done. And then I also think, in the same breath, I think to myself, yeah, but it was such a wonderful process. It took as long as it was supposed to take.
Right.
So.
Right.
You're right on. You're absolutely right on. Listen, I want to make sure that we give out your contact information. What is the best way for people to follow up if they'd like to get in touch with you?
They can follow up by checking out my website, Sally, S-A-L-L-I-E, Felton, F as in Frank, E-L-T-O-N, lifecoach.com, or they can call me at the office, 978-626-0090.
Great. And you have a new book coming out or part of
new book coming out. We just finished it. And it's called If I'm So Smart, Why Can't I Get Rid of This Clutter? And it has to do with emotional, physical, and mental clutter. And I give all sorts of tools and stories as to how this can actually be done.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, I am so happy that you took the time to be with me today. I think that everyone who is listening hopefully feels a little bit more aligned and grounded and will have some principles and practices to put in place to find that holy grail called life balance. So thank you. Thank you, Sally, for taking the time. I want to wish you all the best, and hopefully I'll have you back again one day when the book comes out and we can talk about decluttering your life.
I would love it.
That would
Thank
be great.
You so much.
My pleasure. So listen, everyone, it's been another wonderful week on Life Shifting with Dr. J. Next week, join us. I am going to switch gears and have a shamanic healer join us to talk about finding your growing edge and using the practices of shamanism to do just that. Her name is Mary Ann Flanagan, and she specializes in shamanic coaching. So I hope you'll come back next week at 5 o'clock on WLBQ and Transformation Talk Radio. And in the meantime, have a wonderful week. Good night, everyone.